Welcome back to your girl's favorite podcast, Down to Pod.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Nicole.
Nicole's going to give us a little synopsis.
So this episode is episode 5, Just Another Day at the Shore. Snooki's violent encounter at the bar brings the housemates closer together, and she finally feels like she is part of the family. Meanwhile, Ronnie and Sammy's relationship reaches new heights.
It sure does.
I don't know how to, like, I can't pretend that I like that. It's not no. good heights.
No.
Unless you're talking about, like, they're like the roller coaster up and the woo down. Yeah.
No, it's like down. Already becoming so clear that their relationship is so toxic.
Yeah, and they date for so long too. It's crazy.
I didn't realize how long, because they stay together. It's weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know how they watched it and were like, yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
Do you think they watch the show themselves? They must, right?
I feel like at the very least you watch the first season of yourself. Like, you're excited.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, like, a lot of reality shows, well, especially now, like Bravo shows, they have to, because it's, they have to, well, some of them have like the little blogs and stuff that they do, but they have to be able to see for the reunion and stuff.
They do the reunion shows, and then sometimes I feel like they'll have like comments about the editing of things in the reunion shows. So yeah, you're right.
But I know that there's some cast members that don't watch all of it, or at least they don't watch, they only watch like their scenes or whatever. But I feel like back then though, reality was like not as much a thing. They had to have watched it.
Yeah, I like at their age, if I did that, I would 1000% watch myself. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would like it, but I would watch myself.
I bet some of them liked it though. Yeah, like I think they're all for sure about
like
it.
Polly and Mike, they probably
ate it up, they were living their best lives after that.
So we open this episode with Snooki still on the ground crying, and Sammy and JWoww kind of like pick her up and take her to the bathroom to help her get cleaned up. And all the guys go after the dude, and they're looking for his friends because they're mad that Snooki got hit in the face, and they're just kind of like shocked that mm-hmm. this grown man hit this like tiny girl in the face.
Yeah,
which I liked. They were worked up, and I thought it was actually really cute and sweet that they cared that much.
Yeah,
yeah, they all should have been worked up. Like, that was crazy.
Although we're gonna find out some things about Mike later in the episode. While they're getting her cleaned up and trying to take care of her, Mike is still outside trying to get it in. Like, he just can't stop the situation.
Yeah, he's hitting on a girl, trying to take her home.
And even Vinny and Ronnie call Mike a creep for still trying to do this. Yeah. And, like, trying to mac on this girl.
Yeah, like, literally the police are still there. Nicole's getting checked by an EMS. And you're like, yeah, but you want to come back?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Like, it's crazy. How are you even interested at that point? Like, everyone else is like worried about Nicole and like freaked out and like pissed off, and he's just like, hey chick, do you want to come home with me?
I mean, it's Mike. It's so Mike. Weird.
Yeah,
I feel like it ends up he's holding true to himself of it's about the ladies, and he's like, well, that's not doing anything for me. Yeah. So
well, and it does sort of seem like Mike thinks this whole thing was like a miscommunication, but I feel like he doesn't completely, like, he hasn't processed yet that, like, even if it was a miscommunication, this guy still punched Snooki in the face.
Yeah, like, took her out. Like, she fell to the ground.
And so, Ronnie, you kind of keep hearing him talk bad about Mike. He thinks he instigated the whole thing because he was being too nice to these college guys and he was buying them drinks. And Ronnie's just like, why would you do that? Like, they weren't doing anything for us. Like, why are you even being nice to them?
Yeah, he was calling him out of, you know, like, you weren't even trying to get into it. You stepped back when we were all in there and you're more worried about getting home this girl.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know that Mike was like instigating it so much, but like, he just seems like the type of guy that like doesn't want to have any problems and is like just cool with everyone. And like, you know, like kind of like on the fence with everything. He doesn't ever take a stand.
Yeah. I don't feel like he didn't instigate it, but I don't think that he de-escalated the situation.
Right.
The situation. He didn't de-escalate when Nicole started getting upset in the guy's face. He was standing right there. He could have easily been like, no. I bought them these. These are theirs.
Yeah.
Like, he could have said something, but he just kind of like,
he kind of like steps back. Like, you see them cut to him later and he's just kind of like, oh, that happened. Interesting.
It's almost like he's like self-producing. Like, he's like, ooh, I just started some drama. And he probably didn't realize it was going to go to this.
Action.
Yeah. He didn't realize it was going to go to this level, because who really thinks that this would happen?
Yeah.
You know, it's just so crazy that he actually punched her in the face. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm glad he got arrested, though. He deserved it.
He definitely did. And then Ronnie goes to check on Snooki. Like, he's definitely kind of warmed up to Snooki. And he goes and, like, checks on her when she's in bed and is like, you know, we're all one big family. And he calls out, like, Mike should have done something sooner. Like, he was the one who was standing right there. And then
Mike goes in there and, like, crawls into bed with them and is, like, cuddling. Like, what are you doing? You don't actually care. You just went in there because Ron was in there.
It's still like this whole weird thing between the two of them about like who's going to come off looking better, because then Ronnie, of course, is talking to Sammy about how Mike should have done something, and she's saying, oh, he's not a good guy. Like, their whole relationship is still kind of centered around Mike and how they both want to like show him up almost.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's still like that's another not great dynamic between Ronnie and Sammy is how focused they are on Mike at this point. But then it seems like they're kind of cycling through the different families coming to see them and coming to visit, because Ronnie's family comes. But when they come, he is in bed with Sammy.
Sleep. I love this so much because they're just like standing at the door and you see them like in bed hearing the door knock and it like starts to wake them up. And they're standing out there for a while.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we should just leave.
They're not having it. No, his parents are not happy.
No, because they're like, are you going to sleep all day? You're like, what are you talking about? It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, but these guys like stay out till probably like 3-4 in the morning.
That your parents, your family was coming. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then Sam has to get ready, which takes her so long. And I can only imagine how long it actually took her, because I remember getting ready back then and with my friends and everything. Like, you, it would take a long time to do all of the things.
Yeah, but I mean, like, his family shows up here at the time that they were supposed to be, like, going out.
Put your hair in a ponytail.
Like, Ron's wanting them to meet her, and she's like, oh, they're here, now I'm going to get in the shower.
Yeah.
Right, and it's funny, because it's like, she thinks she's doing all these things to make a good impression. She's like, oh, I want them to be really impressed with me. I want them to think I'm really pretty. And meanwhile, they're just like...
Pissed off,
and like, can she hurry up? Like, we want to go experience the shore. So it's just like
those dueling commentaries were so funny of her being like, yeah, I gotta look good for them. God, tell her it's pointless in doing her hair. It's so hot out.
I know it, but also like, set an alarm. If you know that your boyfriend's parents are coming the next day, set a freaking alarm.
Like, he knows his parents are coming. He knows he wants to introduce her to his parents. Right. Like, you guys are always leaving early together anyways. Like, maybe don't drink so much that night.
Right.
But that's also being like 23, 24 and kind of thinking, well, like, it'll be fine.
And they did have weird circumstances the night before. So, but I like, because he does start telling his mom about what happened to Snooki the night before. And his mom was like, let's go find him.
Oh, yeah. His mom is funny. His mom is like a little feisty fighter. That's
Definitely like, where he gets it. And he even admits, he's like, I get my temper from my mom. But it was super sweet. I thought all the roommates like came out. I think they've done a really good job of the roommates coming and greeting. I don't know if we really saw them meet Nicole's mom necessarily.
No,
but
I think
imagine
she just took her out.
Yeah. But like with Vinny and all stuff, like we're seeing everyone's families coming in and everyone's like super sweet. The roommates are being respectful and coming out and saying hi. But it is funny that the parents meet every single roommate before Sammy's ever downstairs.
And they all
And then
look
she comes
like
downstairs
hell.
In jean shorts. She's wearing a t-shirt and jean shorts.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
They all look like hell too because they're all hungover from the night before. Snooki's all swollen, but she still goes out and meets them.
Yeah, and I don't see Ron's mom like caring that much of like, you have to look super cute. And so it's like, no, like she's here. She wants to see her son. Cool. Yeah. I don't think that she's not here to see you.
Yeah.
She's here for her son, and you're the bonus in his life that she's going
to
meet.
Put your hair up. You don't need to straighten your long hair. Like, I can only imagine how long it
takes. Put in your extensions. Yeah. Like,
put on a little makeup. You're good to go. Like,
and Ronnie at one point, I think, like, does go to ask her, like, oh, are you ready? Because he's, like, trying to tell his mom, especially, to, like, chill out. He tells her, drink your mimosa, smoke another cigarette.
Yeah. Which, right. Like, they're all hanging out at the house having fun. She's, like, drinking, smoking, whatever. Like, why is it that big of a deal? I feel like it was put on
a little bit.
Because
she's hungry. A girl's got to eat.
Didn't she bring food?
I don't think she does. I don't know if his family brings a little something. Food. Maybe, yeah. I guess when you do see them on camera out at the door waiting, it looks like they have something.
Yeah.
But I don't think, but it sounded like they were supposed to go out for their meal. So it may have just been like she brought a cake or a dessert or something.
We'll have a slice.
Yeah. I know. Like dessert first.
Yeah.
It is funny though, because then Ronnie starts to get so annoyed with his mom and he's like, you're being so blunt. You're being so rude.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I get it because she was. And I would feel bad, but also like tell Sam to hurry the fuck up. Like, yeah. You don't need to take hours.
But they're still in, like, I mean, they're only on like day 4 or 5 now. So that's true. He can, he well, knows she gets clearly. Mad.
That's a real quick meet the parents, by the way.
Well, and also he says, it's so funny because he's like, it seems like we're going to last outside the house. Like, he really hears about his mom. He wants his mom to know what's going on in his life. But he says Sammy is the 4th girl to meet his mom.
Yeah.
And he's 24. So, like, 24. Basically every girl you've dated, like, anyone that you have not just hooked up with.
Maybe he's, like, a short turnaround. So if he's counting all the way from his, like, dating career of, like, middle school. I don't know.
Also, that's why I thought it was so funny last episode where he was just, like, yeah, it's been so long since I've called someone my girl. You're 24. You've already introduced 4 people to your mom. How long has it really been?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, that is, I know. But you think you're so grown up at that age.
I know.
And it is funny to like talk about people in their like early mid-20s and be like, they're babies. But you are. You are. You are. Yeah. And clearly, and you as you're seeing on the show, you it. Are.
Yeah, but I mean, I do remember, especially like 24, 25, like you start to feel like, okay, like I'm a full adult. Mm-hmm. So I get a little bit like where he's coming from. Yeah. But it's also like their lifestyles are very much still like young lifestyles. Like we're going out, we're partying, we're getting drunk.
Well, and even back then though, too, 6 months was like 20 years. So if he had been, if he'd been single for 6 months, it's basically like he'd never had a girlfriend before.
That's true. That's a good point.
He's never been in love before. Yeah.
So Snooki is having a hard time because she got punched and JWoww is like really sympathetic to Snooki and it's just like wants to make her feel better. So she takes her out for like a little girl date and they go and get drinks and Snooki like
can't drink.
I can't tell how much she's like hamming up the injury at this point. Like I think a little bit, but like also she got punched in the face.
Yeah. If you look when they go out, when her and Jenny go out, she is pretty swollen on that side. Yeah. You don't see it in any of like the talking heads. And then I feel like within the next few days, it seems to go down. But that next morning, she is swollen. But it's just funny because it reminds me of like, have you guys watched the videos where girls get like their lip filler? They're showing that they can't drink through their straw. And she's like having the same issue.
I know. She needed a straw. That was what she needed.
I don't know. I don't know if she could like with that swelling.
Yeah.
Right there. Like she got hit like mouth, cheeks. Right?
I know.
Yeah.
But it was so cute where she's like, you want to drink? And Jenny's like, yeah, let's drink. And she's like, oh, she wants to drink with me.
Yeah.
Like, she's so excited. She's like, really, Will?
Yeah. I was like, that was so cute. And that is like the beginning of such a beautiful friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Those two together, I think that they are just the sweetest with each other. I think they look out for each other
and they love each other.
They like, do love each other. And as you watch their relationship progress, like they're honest with each other. They don't just baby each other. Like they're good at being honest with each other about like their opinions on each other's situations.
Real friends.
Yeah. Like it's so sweet.
It's funny too, because Jenny really doesn't drink that much. So I think that that's part of the reason why Nicole was so excited because like you kind of just assume this whole time that she's drinking always. But like later, I don't know. It might have already come up, but she like really doesn't drink that much when she goes out. She might have like a drink or two, but she's rarely like ever.
She kind of like knows her limit and she seems like she has a lot of fun. So I think it sometimes seems like she's drinking more than she is because she's there. She's for sure there to have a good time. But I think she can do that without drinking.
Yeah, I feel like Jenny and Polly are probably the two that you like rarely, like you see it a couple of times, but almost never see them get like sloppy drunk.
Yeah. And I think that the first night when they hook up, or well, when she sees his piercing.
When she, I did not cheat.
They were both drunk that night, but I feel like that's one of the only times this whole season that they're like really wasted.
Mm-hmm. Which I mean, they were all excited. It was the first night in the house. And I think they started drinking as soon as they got in the house.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah, I'm like seeing her and that just that happiness on Nicole's face. It was so cute. Like they're so happy. And that was so sweet of her to take her out and do a one-on-one thing.
I know. She clearly like wants to make her feel better. And then she's like, come on, like let's go tanning. Let's go to the nail salon. Like let's like hang out, like put you in a better mood. And I think Sammy goes with them to go tanning.
Yeah. Well, and this is like right around the time, too, that they find out that the guy's been released. And Snooki's nervous. Like, I don't know what's going to happen if I see him out. Which, I get, like, he did punch her, but also, and also, and he went to jail because of her in a mm-hmm. sense, but like, I don't feel like he was like seeking her out. I think it was just a matter of circumstance.
But I see being nervous because she doesn't know yeah. him. So she doesn't know how he's going to react to this. And again, is he going to be mad at me and blame me? And not necessarily that he's going to go searching out, but like, it's a small town. Right. So we go out and I run into him.
He went to jail because.
Yeah. Is it going to be stuff or like his friend's going to have something to do with it? And mm-hmm. I mean, she's a petite girl. She's small.
Yeah.
So I could see being like, I don't want to run into this guy.
Yeah, I definitely see her point of view on that. I also think, like, throughout this, like, she is trying to kind of, like, it's a weird dynamic because she kind of wants to play up, like, this happened to me and, like, have everyone recognize that it happened. So it's mm-hmm. a good opportunity to kind of reinforce, like, this is going on with me.
Well, she brings it up a lot. TV gold, first off.
Totally. Oh, my God, I know.
And I mean, honestly, after how episode 4 was going, like, I wonder if she hadn't got hit, if the show would have started to, like, go down in mm-hmm. ratings and...
It's true.
Yeah. Like, she gave them a lot of TV out of that, and she definitely didn't get hit on purpose, but I'm also like...
The producers got so lucky with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, cash in on it, girl. Like, yeah. She's a household name. Like, Snooki was a thing. Everyone, even if, like, you, Michelle, you knew. You didn't watch yeah. the show, but everyone knew Snooki. There was SNL skits about it. Like, mm-hmm. she was a very popular character, and I'm like, I wonder... Because, again, last episode bored the daylights out of me. I was yep. like, how much am I just going to watch Ron and Sam? Ron and Sam, like, that's the only yeah. thing happening.
Yeah.
So it was like that brought in and brought back a little more focus on her, which she's one of my favorite people on this show.
Yeah, she's just like she is a naturally entertaining person. That's the mm-hmm. thing. It's like she wants to be the center of attention, but she's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, she's a likable center of attention. And so I think good on her to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
Good on her. Like, I don't doubt that it hurt and that it made her nervous. But I'm like, yeah, she definitely is going to bring it up. But I'm like, I also feel like if I got punched like that, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got punched. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, yeah.
I'd be talking about it all the time.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I'd be talking everyone. About it for like months after.
Yeah, it'd be like my one story. Like, yeah, it was the one time I got punched.
I would still be talking about it.
Yeah. It is kind of weird, though, because like Ronnie and a couple of them actually say like, oh, yeah, this brought us together closer as a household. Yeah. And it's like they Which almost it like it did. Yeah. But it's like, it was you can't so crazy. Talk about it like that.
Yeah. Like, I know. They're
like this beautiful thing that happened to the yeah. house. Nicole got punched.
Yeah. I was like, she got punched in the face. But I mean, I get they all did come right. Like the guys, like all like raging. The girls comforting her in the bathroom. And like, I think everyone had to rally behind one person, one cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, but it is really funny to be like, that was the moment that we became a family. Like, oh my gosh. It was like, how many people's families start like that?
Well, you know, we also get to see Pauly D, DJ Pauly D, come out in this episode. He books a gig for himself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was first watching this, I thought he was a DJ in the way of like everyone was a photographer. Yeah. Like, you know, the guy with camera syndrome. Yeah. And I was like, okay. But then he tells him, like, I normally get like 500 people.
Yeah.
Like, I book out a 500 people venue and stuff. And they took him. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe he really is. But
and he actually has like equipment.
He has equipment. Yeah. And he's excited about it. Like, that's like probably the most excited you see him is mm-hmm. when he's telling Vinny about like the different stuff that he has for his DJing.
But I was right there with Vinny where I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, that sounds cool. If I like what they, he's like, are these your turntables? He's like, no, they're the WD, blah, blah, blah. Stuff is like, it's the best you can get. And he's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, he just like walks out.
He's like,
Vinny's cool nice story, to bro. Him though. Vinny's like, you can tell he knows what he's doing. Like, Vinny, I think, kind of like looks up to Pauly as like a bigger brother. Oh,
definitely. But it was kind of, all that equipment was like really fancy, very Italianed out. He had his Italian flag on everything, all that stuff. Proud of his heritage.
Yes.
And then Mike decides like he's going to like cook this nice dinner feast for Snooki. He's got the lobsters out. It's another nice little editing moment where Snooki comes home. They're cooking the lobsters. They're live lobsters. We find out Snooki does not like lobster, and she's a vet tech.
Well, my favorite quote is from her, and it's, that's why I don't eat lobsters. They're alive when you kill it.
Well, yeah, that's how it works, honey.
Yeah.
like
everything's alive when you kill it.
Yeah, you can't kill it if it wasn't alive, but okay.
I get what she means, though. I think it's like you're literally killing it in your house versus like you buy a steak at the store. Like, yes, the cow is alive.
It does look kind of cruel. Like, you're watching, I honestly, I'm not a fan of lobster, but that it's not
a deterrent.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble with PETA, but it's not to do with the animal. That's just, it doesn't taste good to me.
Yeah.
But like watching it, like looked like it was flailing for its life.
Oh my God, I know.
Dropping it into boiling water. He
chases her around with it too.
But it was like, what a way to like have to go as you're dropped into just like a boiling pot of water and that's how it ends. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so this is not great. And then Mike is mad, especially, I think it's Sammy that really gets under his skin when she's just like goes upstairs to take a nap while he's in the middle of cooking. He's like, all right, none of the girls are going to help with cooking. But he's also made himself the person that's like, he's into cooking, he likes to cook. So it's not that weird.
Yeah, I feel like the girls have made pretty clear they don't know how to cook. Yeah. So you're like putting in this big feast that you planned. Does. Like, do you want them in there?
Yeah.
It was your idea on it. And like, if you wanted help, ask for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's all you had to do.
And I don't feel like he wanted help. I think that he just wanted to have a problem. He wanted to be like, hey, you have to clean since I cooked. And it's like,
Well, they both want to get at each other. This comes a little bit later because it is nice. Like, they're all going to have, like, a stay-at-home night and have this nice dinner and, like, look and, after Snooki.
That food looks so good.
Mm-hmm. It looks, the, like, green beans.
Mike is a great cook.
He is. I know.
It looks fantastic. I'd
let him cook for me.
And then Vinny's has his nice little family man moment where he prays and he's like, thank God we're all okay. Snooki's okay. And Snooki's like, yes, I'm into that.
Yeah.
But then Sammy immediately, like, after the meal, goes after Mike for not cleaning up his plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I get what she means because that is, like, a little obnoxious. And especially because he kind of seems to expect, like, oh, the girls are going to clean up. But I also do see where he's coming from, where it's like, I just cooked this whole feast for everybody. I'm not doing dishes. Like, you guys, like, need to step up a little bit and, like, clean up since I cooked everything.
Is the hill to die on the fact that, like, I don't know. I think that he should have picked up his plate. Like, it literally, everyone's plates are like, put it in the sink. Like, I understand him being like, you guys do the dishes, the other cleanup. But if everyone else picked up their plate, like, don't leave your plate there.
Yeah, just put it in the kitchen.
But I do agree that then, like, he did all of his cooking. So, yeah, I'm like, that's the deal in my household. Whoever cooks that night doesn't have to do the dishes. So I'm like, I think that's only fair. And that wasn't like a small meal he put on. That was a lot of work. It's not like he.
Yeah, he was cooking for a long time.
He didn't make you like one pot like Kraft mac and cheese and then was like, all right, now you got to clean everything. Like, it was doing that. But his response of telling everyone should take a corner of the plate or whatever and take it to the garbage for me.
Yeah, he's a little dramatic about it.
Yeah.
It's like, you should be thanking me, kneel to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, yeah, you made a good dinner, but like, chill.
Yeah, like, and like you said, nobody asked him to cook. Like, he kind of took that on for himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does that every week, too. Like, it's his thing. Like, he wants to cook, so okay.
But as he should.
It still just feels like Sammy and Mike, like, they just want to get under each other's skin. Yeah. Like, that's what it feels like more than anything.
Ron kind of, like, gets involved. Like, he always gets involved with those two because... It's just like the three of them. They just have this weird tension.
It's still like a love triangle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ronnie is actually kind of the peacekeeper in the situation because he's like, whatever, man. Like, I'll just take the plate. Like, we don't need to fight about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, there's another good move on Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two episodes in a row that he's made one good move. He did that. And I was like, commendable that he's like, dude, stop fighting. Like, just pick the plate up.
I can't believe he did that. This could have been over.
Because he's like, I get like, he's trying to like get Sam worked up. And like, he saw what was happening with the situation, was like, I'll do it. Like, let's just drop it. I'll pick up the plate. So I was like, oh, that was mature. That was very mature of him.
Well, and I think that's the thing with Sammy and Ronnie. And like, Ronnie definitely has his own issues. Like, I read a little bit about what happens later with him. But like, Sammy is toxic for him as well. Like, they're not a good pairing.
Both sides, it's toxic from both
sides.
And
like, I think that they're both seem like they're like fun, cool people.
Just not together.
But they need to work on how they are in relationships.
Yeah. But still, like, other people are mad at Mike as well about the Snooki situation, and JWoww and Ronnie are kind of gossiping about how Mike only cares about himself. I don't think JWoww has ever been the hugest fan of Mike either, because I think JWoww is, like, they're kind of the opposite. Like, I don't think she really cares about Mike, but, like, JWoww is, like, ready to fight at any time, like, super authentic. Like, you're going to know if she likes you or not, and Mike is just, like... the opposite of that, like, tries to be friends with everyone and, like, tries to get all the girls.
Yeah, doesn't take a stand for anything. Yeah.
I think, again, Johnny's just, she's set in herself. She knows who she is, and I think she recognizes that energy in someone of, like, I just don't want to deal with you, so I'm not going to. Because she does seem to, so far, have stayed out of a lot of stuff as far as, like, fighting between the roommates. That she's not really there. She's definitely there to defend a roommate, But if she doesn't like you, she's like, I just won't be in the room with you. Like, not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like, we thus far have not seen a lot of JWoww and Vinny together. And I think that that's, they both like mutually don't like each other that much. Like, not dislike each other. They just like.
Yeah. Like, they don't vibe. Yeah.
They don't vibe. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. She's besties with Ron. And that's, and now Snooki.
Yeah. It's, the Ron one is what threw me off, because I didn't remember them being close. But it seemed like they really were, like, really close. Yeah. And I think that she was a good sounding board for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, like, in later seasons or, like, watching The Family Vacation, they talk about how they're really good friends and they go way back. But, like, I didn't remember it until watching back. Mm-hmm. But they really did start off strong.
Yeah, they have a nice relationship. And it's, like, especially a nice relationship because it's not romantic at all between the two of them.
There's not a romantic interest between the two of them. That they both, like, came to each other as friends with no one expecting anything different. And I think that that helps make it a pretty genuine thing.
So now we get to see them on the water. They go to F Cove, which is, like, a fishing, quote-unquote, spot. That's what I should
figure out. Is it F Cove or Ep Cove?
Or no, Cove. It was F, I think.
Okay, I was like trying. I couldn't figure out how to turn on subtitles. My things. I'm like, what are they saying? And stuff. I was like, F makes sense because I'm assuming that like coves have different names. So I was like, but Ep sounds like it could be like a literal name.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, well, I think don't know.
It's like fishing cove, like F Cove. So
I was like, whatever. It looked like a good time.
It looks so fun, and it's like, it didn't look like any fishing was happening, but it looked like a great time out on the water.
Yeah, party. Very Lake Havasu, all the boats like barging everyone up together.
Ties up,
partying, Jenny's swimming out, and like getting pulled onto that old guy's boat and everyone cheering her on. Yeah. That was so funny watching those guys try and like pull her out of the water off of her floaty and stuff.
Like, she can't weigh that much, and there's two guys pulling her up. Like, so come skinny. On.
I know. So it was just hilarious that they're, like, struggling. But they were also pulling her over the side of the boat.
Yeah.
Instead of going back over on the board, whereas, like, do you guys not have a ladder that she could have climbed up? Like, imagine her poor little skin just, like.
Yeah, there was a swim deck. Like, why are you not just climbing up
like
on
they
that?
They were trying to, like, show how strong they were, but they weren't really. Didn't work out.
And it wasn't working, but they were all having such a good time, and she's got the biggest smile on her face waving from over there.
It literally
looked like one of the funnest days that they've had, like them all going out. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff I like to watch. That's not boring to me. I'm like, I don't need the fights.
No.
Like seeing them go out and have fun and do these things. So I'm like, I would want to go there. That looks like fun.
It looked like so much fun. And Paulie's so funny because he goes in the water and he's talking about his hair, of course, the endless gel. And he says, my hair didn't even move an inch. And I was in the water. It's waterproof. It's motorcycle proof. It's like truck proof. It's all these things proof.
He's like, but bulletproof. I'm not going to test.
I'm not testing that one.
He's got some good ones. Yeah. I'm like, I like when they give him more camera time and time to talk because he's funny.
He is funny. And this is where you get to see him just be a little bit like more innocent, like he's not going after the girls. He's just like so genuinely happy about his hair.
I call him a puppy dog because he's just like a happy guy. Like you let him go out and have a good time, people aren't fighting, and he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites always.
You do see Paulie though, like it's not just Snooki that's over Sammy and Ronnie. It's like all of
them. It's everyone.
He's like, Ronnie's just wasting his time with Sammy and I feel bad for him. Like we're out here partying. We're out here dancing with girls and he's just like wasting his time, which is kind of rude, but I get what he means where it's like, you're young, like live it up, have fun. Yeah. Like don't be in this kind of like.
Well, even if you're in a relationship, you don't have to be isolated all the time. Mm-hmm. Like you can still be with a group having fun because like, yeah, you go home and you guys are alone together, but like, well, you're out on a boat. They're just like up by themselves.
Yeah, they went up on like that upper deck and just completely isolated. And people are like, come down. She's like, just a minute. I'm like,
but they do that all the time. And this is where it reminds me of like being around friends and toxic relationships where it's like one person is just like, I need this person. Like, I need to talk to them. I need like time with them.
Constantly
I'm going to go make out with
alone.
Them. Like, even though we're in a group situation, like there's couples that can totally be fun to hang out with. And then there's couples like the two of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like they're not boat hopping any of this. Like everyone's like mixing up, jumping in the water and they're just up there on their own. And I'm like, they're not even like, oh, we're sitting here, we can conversate. They literally went up.
Like, we need to have a private conversation.
Yeah. And it's just like, what are you guys talking about? What do you need to
like,
talk
nothing
about?
Nothing is that important. You're out on a boat having fun.
You're special. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? Like, have fun. Like, this is a fun day. It doesn't have to be. It's not even about the hooking up. He's missing out on fun. She's missing out on fun. Like,
right.
Snooki's dancing. We got Jenny swimming off in the water, and she's just standing up there. And I'm like, why come?
Yeah. And that's like, it starts to be kind of a bummer with the two of them. But
yeah, it only gets worse from here.
Yeah.
Ronnie also just gets like grumpy. I don't know if it's because he's not having fun, but it's like everybody else is having fun. And he's like, yeah. I'm ready to go. So then he like Snooki has once again found a man.
What I was trying to figure out, was it the guy in the bottom corner? Because that's who they kept showing her talking to, who's like
bald.
Like bald, but not like bald, like he's clean shaved. Like he had like a little bit of buzz and then clearly the horseshoe going like, on.
Receding.
And she's like, I found a guy, he's my type. And I was like, they weren't ever showing his face. And I understand you can have hair stuff early. Yeah. It was like, is she talking to someone's dad?
Right.
Like, I want to know what her type was, because she always talks about like she wants like the juiced gorilla. Yeah. Like, and I was like, this is like a bald white dude.
Yeah. He's like middle-aged receding hairline.
And that's why I was like, is that who they're talking about? Because that's the only thing the camera kept showing, or was the guy she's talking to just never shown?
Right. I was wondering the same thing.
But I did chuckle to myself when I was like, that guy? I was like, that's not fine. Like, you do you, girl. But I was like, that's not what you talked about being your type. But yeah.
I also don't think Snooki is necessarily that picky when it comes mm-hmm. to guys. I think she just wants to find somebody that's like really into her.
Yeah.
And she's so Some sweet. She should. Well. She should. She does. She wants like that sweet relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she really, I like don't think she's jealous of J-Wall, but she really is impressed with how J-Wall's boyfriend treats her. And like, it's very clear that that's what she wants for herself.
Yeah.
But then Ronnie throws her into the lake and she's like mad about it.
Oh, which, he didn't honestly, just throw her. I was he worried about her body face. Slammed her yeah. like upside down, like face first into the water.
Yeah. She just had a broken jaw.
She just got punched.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this? This like, seems dangerous.
There was better ways to yeah. to do that. So yeah, I was like, yeah, he pissed.
Hey girl, let's go. Like wrap it up.
Cause yeah. he did. I'm like, I don't know if they had like, but he really like quick was like, no, we're leaving now. And it's like, or like, yeah. it takes a while. Like, let them like, come over naturally.
Like, was your boat rental up or something? Like, what was the urgency?
I feel like he was just tired. Yeah, yeah.
He was done. I think because he was bored hanging out with his boring girlfriend. And yeah. then
which they could be in a relationship and yeah. still have fun there. Right. Because like, the roommates all go out and dance. I'm like, you guys can do that and know yeah. that it's not fine because you guys all live together and know each other. So it's not like this weird thing of yeah. dancing with other people. So I'm like, why are you not just having fun?
But yeah. they would never do that because they're both very jealous.
So like, jealous and insecure. Like they can't. It's ridiculous.
This is a side note, and I'm pretty sure this has been happening the whole time, but this is where I start to realize that Snooki at least is often wearing these blue contacts.
That's what I was trying to figure out, if I was seeing the lighting weird or if she's got like
Jenny I'm pretty does blue, too.
And I think the Sammy blue. Might too.
Because yeah. it gives a really weird look over dark eyes.
Well, and like in the talking heads, you mm-hmm. can tell Jenny that she wears really really vivid bright blue contacts, but she doesn't have bright blue eyes normally.
Yeah, it like threw me off because I kept trying to figure out, so I'm glad okay so you guys did see, because mm-hmm. I was like yes. am I just seeing like a weird
but I
glare
think colored contacts were like a huge thing back then.
It was everyone yeah. wanted really like blue eyes, but it looks strange when you put over dark eyes mm-hmm. and I love brown eyes.
Yeah,
so I'm like, why are you covering those?
Well, even like green, like anything to make it more vivid. Mm-hmm. Like there was all the different colors people would wear, but
yeah, I feel like yeah. the dark hair, light eyes was a huge mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, it was. I had color contacts in middle school yeah. and they look insane. Like that's the thing.
But it like, does. Like it doesn't ever come across natural. I think it only no. works if you're enhancing your current yeah. eye color.
Even then though, because I know girls that would have like the like more intense brown ones or like the hazel ones, and it still looks kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, do whatever you want to do. Like, have fun with it. But
as no, someone who since she's getting dunked with contacts face first, oh, the worst.
Oh, my God, I know.
I was like, that would be awful.
Yeah. So then they go back to the house, and this is where Mike just explicitly says it's a numbers game when it comes to girls, and he's literally just going through his Rolodex.
He's not wrong.
It's such a, like, Tinder mentality. Like, uh-huh. Mike was, like, the early, like, just swipe yes on everybody and see what comes back.
It's so funny that
it's true though. I mean, it works.
I mean, he owns it, but then he's like, I'm such a ladies man. I was like, but if you actually look at like your success percentage, you're probably not.
Well, this is where I get confused.
But you're
too.
Able to get this many girls' numbers. So, I mean, he does have charisma.
Yeah.
He can get you with that, but he can't close the deal.
Well, but the next scene, well, actually, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, I think, but when him and Polly start celebrating because he's heard that everyone in town is talking about them hooking up with a bunch of people. Is he? Because it doesn't look like it from what we're seeing.
I don't know. So it's confusing. Is he hooking up or is he trying to hook up? I mean, we see him making out with a lot of girls at the club.
Yeah, that's
and he
true.
Does yeah. kind of like go from one girl because he talks about like lining him up. So he'll go and like kiss one girl and then go over here and kiss another one. So he makes sure he has options. So, I mean, again, we've talked about the everyone's different definition of hooking up. But I'm like, if I'm hearing this dude's like at a club, like lining up like five girls and he's like, you want to come? I'm like, what call was I?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but also I wonder, though, if they are actually bringing home more girls and we're only seeing the ones where they get rejected mm-hmm. because that it's makes it more entertaining.
Because I can't imagine girls not wanting to be on TV.
Right.
And I'm like, no. I'm yeah. like, let's be honest. I mean, because there's obviously people who come there. And if you notice in the backgrounds, every once in a while in the house, you'll see someone. Like, there are scenes later where you see, like, a girl in a towel going around. I'm like, who was she there with?
Yeah.
Like, she was in a towel. She clearly showered. Like, something happened.
Yeah.
But we never saw any of that storyline. So there's a lot of people, and I don't know if that has to do with releases or, again, wasn't interesting enough. It's more interesting to watch yeah. them get shot at. Because it is funny. It uh-huh. is so funny.
When watching it's like you see
these guys.
That's the thing. It's like you see them every night getting rejected, and then all of a sudden they hear that everyone's talking about how they're hooking up all the time.
But it does sound like Mike has a history of out at Seaside.
Yeah.
I think he goes out there. Old. I think this is a normal thing. Like, he normally goes out there because it seemed like he already knew people. So yeah. It wasn't a first summer for him.
Yeah.
So I think there's that too. Like, he's known around
for
there.
Polly either. I feel like they both, they're old.
They've lived their lives.
They yeah. were doing this 9 years ago.
Yeah. Like. Yes. So, but before this, they get these three girls to come over. I have one of their names later, but they're three girls. They all like all these girls. They're super into them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they say some very problematic things about them because they're like, yeah, we think these girls want to hook up, but we're actually going to have to like hang out with them a few times for it to happen. And I think it's yeah. Vinny that goes like, these are some girls that are respectful that you actually have to treat like human beings.
Yeah. Yep. That was definitely
just some
Vinny. Yeah. And it was like, well, we're all human beings.
Right.
So mm-hmm. please.
Yeah.
Please.
Even girls that do one night stands are humans.
But it's just funny. It's like that realization, like, oh, I think we have to actually like see them more than once.
Yeah.
But they did like him, and the girls seemed like they were having a good time, but mm-hmm. they wouldn't get in the hot tub.
No, they which, like just
they knew.
To hang out.
They mm-hmm. knew. They knew it was about like, yeah, we'll hang out, but we're not.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that because that leads to hooking up.
Yeah. Or it leads to what your expectations are.
Yeah.
I was like, we know what your expectations are going to be. And two, do I want to do that on camera?
Yeah. I mean, right. It seems like they're actually trying to like be a little bit more like gentlemanly and date these girls. But it's almost like it makes it grosser to me, like how they treat other women, like mm-hmm. because they're so explicit about it. And Paul even says like, yeah, these girls aren't whores. Because of course he does, because it's Paulie. Yeah. Vinny also gets to break out his fist pump, which they're all making fun of him
for,
and he's so excited about it.
Yeah.
It was. He didn't let them shut him down on it because those, all three girls were like, no one does that. And he's like, oh, but I do. But I do.
He's like, let me show you how cool
it
is.
And he's like literally doing the dance. And it's like the kid like performing for his parents. Yeah. It was so funny. I mean, at least he stuck with it. He owned it. He kept going with it. He wasn't letting them tell him it wasn't cool. He's like, you just don't know.
Yeah. He's like, let me show you. And Mike is all excited. Like, the girl that he's talking to, he's like, I'm going to take her out to lunch and dinner. But then she kind of shuts it down. She's the one who says, like,
yeah.
I know things. Like, I know your reputation. Like, I've heard things, and basically it's the one that tells him, like, I know you're banging girls all over town. And then he's thrilled to hear this.
God,
he's,
yeah.
like, so happy.
He runs to report.
Runs to Polly and is like, so she heard about you and me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, what a thing to be so proud of that, like, you're actually kind of, like, into a girl and want to take her on a legit date, and she's turning you down because of your reputation, and you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I have this reputation, but it's back to what you said. It makes me wonder, like, how much is he actually hooking up, or is he just happy that people think that he's hooking up?
I feel like they have to be. I assume that even in these 2 weeks that have passed, they've hooked up with a lot of girls at this point.
I imagine there's been some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been some, but I think it's also, like, how he is when he's out in the clubs and he is just, like,
very flirty.
Very flirty, bouncing from girl to girl, like, getting one girl's number, getting the next girl's number, like, leaving girls in the street to talk to other girls, mm-hmm. and, like, people know, and I remember there being, like, guys in the clubs like that would just be, like, lurking along the wall, mm-hmm. waiting to dance with people, and I feel like that's Mike.
Yep.
He is. But again, he owns it. He doesn't lie. It's a numbers game.
Yep. Yeah. So then they go out again, and
it was bamboo.
They split up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they ended up at one of the places they went was bamboo. So I was proven wrong. I thought they got kicked out, maybe weren't allowed to go back, but we did see Bamboo come back.
Well, and it's just the girl, because the three guys are with those other chicks. The girls and Ron go out, and this is when Jenny.
Oh, she pops off.
Yes, she's ready to fight.
Snooki fat.
Which is insane. Like, there's a lot of fat shaming in this episode, but like, Snooki is not fat. Like,
right.
And again, it's a sign of the times, though. Yeah.
It's such a sign of the times.
Like, it's so weird looking back. Because, like, you've seen, like, the things where they show, like, Jessica Simpson when she's being shamed for being fat in that photo.
She was, like, a size 2.
Yeah. And it was like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
Gorgeous women. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was definitely a sign with that. And I'm like, and I don't think that, I'm going to be honest, no, she's not big. But the dresses of the time, like that bubble dress, was not flattering to a figure.
Right.
No, and she's not like stick skinny like Jenny is or kind of like Sammy is. Yeah. Like she just has like a slightly different body type. And well, because
she's
like
2 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be proportioned different. And I mean, she's got giant tits.
Yeah, yep. Totally.
Like that's going to give you some roundness right there. But
it adds shape.
But I was like, if you look at her, she's actually pretty petite.
She's very petite. And even if she wasn't, like, that's still so rude. Like, it is such a
But I feel like that was, like, one of the go-to insults between girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was, well, you're fat.
Because they knew that's where it would hit hardest.
Oh, yeah.
If someone called you fat, you're just, like, devastated.
Yeah, being raised on, like, heroin chic models. Like,
right.
You were just going to, like, destroy a girl in that.
Yeah.
But Jenny, she was not having that.
Oh, no. Well, and she, everyone, like, can fight. It's so funny because she just so casually throws her drink in the girl's face. And it's not even, like, angry. She's just, like, doing this now.
Like, we're going for it.
Yeah, she's right there. She seems to be, when she fights, she doesn't yell.
Mm-mm.
She just goes for it. She's like, I'm not going to talk. Like, if we're going to fight, we're going to fight.
Yeah, she's not a talker. She's, like,
she just goes in swinging too, like a lot. And the girl just like immediately grabs her hair. Like, why is this a thing? Why is the hair pulling thing a thing?
I mean, in this case, I do get it because I think the girl's trying to get her off of her because she is landing blows on this girl.
Oh, like, yeah.
And then it's funny because
Jenny's what, like 5'9" and
she looks like she worked out. Like,
she's fit. Like, this girl's got muscle. She can take you down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Snooki's like, how do I get in there? Like, she wants to be a part of it. Even though she just got hit in the face, she's just like...
Yeah, but she wants to jump in with her new bestie. Yeah.
She's just looking for fights at this point.
But that was so funny. She's like, oh, man, how do I get into that?
Yep.
Well, if you can take a punch from a grown man, you're, like, kind of feeling invincible at this point. You're like, I can fight a chick.
And I don't think that Nicole's scared of girl fights.
No.
Like,
no, she's not. No. And you'll see it in these next couple episodes where she is almost kind of, like, looking for the fight.
She has fun with it. But you know something was going to go down this night because even before, Ron and Jenny are just standing there talking about how, like, everyone in the room's pissing him off. So I feel like Jenny was looking for it, too. She wanted to get into a fight with someone.
But I feel like everyone's, like, we are seeing this a lot of people, like, we're not friendly to the cameras being there.
Yep.
And we're really, like, mean to them and heckling them. And I know it happens in later things. Like, it's weird in later seasons where you see them walking and you can see, like, mobs of people behind them, but they're kind of blurring it. Because people are following the camera crew.
Yeah.
But it was like people that were like legit mean to them about the cameras and stuff. And it was just like.
Yeah. Are they like mean to them about being like tourists in the town, which is confusing. Because I thought this whole area was like a tourist area that people like come to like stay in these houses.
Yeah, you're coming for the summer. So obviously if there's all these summer houses, it's because people aren't living there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting how people react to them and to the cameras.
Yeah. After the fight, though, it's really funny because Snooki and Jenny are standing there just like recapping it.
Oh, and Snooki's so excited too.
Oh, yeah. She's like, did you see the girl backing away from you? And, like,
she's acting like a monkey.
Yeah, Snooki is hyping JWoww up so much about this fight. Yeah. But it's also just like the growth of their friendship because they're just like, JWoww was like, absolutely not. You're not going to say that about my friend. Like, and then Snooki's so happy and like wants to fight too and wants to be like just like JWoww.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even Sam was like, I yanked a girl's hair for you tonight.
Yeah, Sammy is kind of funny with the two of them because she's like not really in it, but she kind of is. Yeah. Like, she'll show up if she has to, but Yeah. She's mostly just off with Ronnie.
Yeah. She's all about Ron.
Yep. We do get a brief interlude of Mike setting a fire with cooking spray, which I am confused how this even happens.
He sets fires a lot.
I mean, I do think he's a good cook because all the food he makes looks really good. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of goes like, meh.
Well, I feel like, you know, when you cook a lot, things happen.
That's so true. Yeah, he's not worried about it.
It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game, guys.
Exactly.
Yes. And can't then we get to see him going through his numbers game because he calls back a girl whose number he's just gotten that he's kind of excited about. The girl he's supposed to take to lunch.
The girl from last night.
And she's ghosting him.
Yeah, she was supposed to go to lunch with him and doesn't show up. That was
It's beautiful. Funny because Sam's sitting right there and he's like, I think I just got stood up. And she's like, oh, like kind of like making fun of him. He's like, it happens. It happens to all of us. She's like, doesn't happen to me.
Well, that's because you're a girl.
I was like,
so you're admitting that this girl has options.
Yeah. I mean, but also like, it's still the thing where she's just like, she's happy kind of, I think, that he's getting rejected. Like, yeah. She wants him to regret. For sure. Oh, yeah. Not.
I could see her being like pissed if he did bring home like a good hot girl and like was vibing good, not just like a one night stand, but was like hanging out.
Yeah. Like,
for sure.
I think the girl's name is Stephanie that he's supposed to take out. And I think if they had actually started dating, she would have been super jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But good on you, girl, for standing him up.
Yeah, good for her. She like knew that was not her deal.
She held her boundary.
She didn't want to be just another number.
Nope.
And on TV as that. So it's like, because God knows what he would say. You know, you go on the date and like anything with it, he's going to like nitpick you and you have it on TV. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We see Tom is fully back in love with Jenny. And Polly's just like, what a sucker.
Polly's making fun of him.
Because he sends her, once again, these really expensive, like, rare flowers. And
even Ron says that he thinks that he's dumb because she just cheated on him, like, a week ago.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie is, like, cracking jokes about this guy. Like, he's like, oh, I'd send her, like, dick pics and a bag of shit or something. Yeah. Tell her to chew on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, but he knows. Like, she...
I think Tom's a sucker.
Told him he is a sucker, but I'm like, look at Jenny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's hot.
Like,
he wants to keep her.
And she seems like she's got it together. Like, she knows how to go out and have a good time, do the things that she's obligated to do, be present, be a good friend.
But she still cheated on him.
I know, but I think he's got to know that, like, What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I feel like he kind of knows he's like shooting out of his league with Jenny. So he's like still trying to make it work.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, it's not even like, I feel like they're really like shading Jenny. They're just like, this guy, like, yeah, she like, must be really great in bed if this is all the things that he's doing.
Because I don't know about blue roses. I'm not a flower girl, really. But are they that rare? She said you can't even get them in New York.
Well, that's what I was like, are they real that way, or is it like the little kid experiment when you put like celery and food dye?
They looked nice. I don't know.
I know they were pretty,
I never in my life
known that there was, like, I know there's all kinds of variety, but I've never seen a blue rose. Yeah,
I thought that they were always dyed. So
I don't know either. I don't think any of us are
too rich for us. That's all.
We need an expert florist to come on and tell us about this.
I'm gonna try to quick Google, but we'll see. These look very fake. I don't know about this.
Well, that's the, I mean, they I've heard like, of blue flowers, but I've heard that you dye them blue. I didn't know that they naturally came blue.
Google says, except for some lavender tinted varieties of mainly garden roses and some varieties of cut roses, there are no real blue roses.
So I think that Jenny was lied to by Tom,
or maybe it was like certain flower companies. You know, there's some really fancy flower companies. Maybe it's like something that's done
in a special
flower boutique or something that's like known in the area. I don't know. But yeah, I
still think it was a nice gesture, even if they're dyed flowers.
It was nice and they were beautiful, but I was just like, blue roses?
Yeah.
When they're talking about being super rare, that's where I was like,
okay.
Whatever. There was a beautiful long stem that was gorgeous bouquet.
I love long stem roses. If you get long stem roses, I feel like those are just so much better than like in a vase. Like, because they were like delivered in the box too, like the long box. I love that. So he did do good with that. It's just I didn't think that blue roses were that special.
I didn't know they were even a thing. So
We get to see the guys all getting their haircuts together.
Like every other day. Again, they're cutting. No one's hair's grown. I don't understand these
every
haircuts.
Every single day.
Their hair's just getting shorter and shorter. That's probably why all these guys are bald. They just keep.
they took it too far.
Well, it's like the fade lines. Or, you know, like the. Because did you. Was it this episode or the next one where he was actually getting like a word?
Yeah, is it Mike or Vinny that gets they get something like some design or some word carved into like the back?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that that's over.
So like the harsh part line, you gotta make sure that's crisp every single day.
Yeah, and then you're gonna have a forever bald spot.
Yeah,
but I'm just like, your hair is like you're spending the amount of money they're spending at the barbershop, which I mean, great for the barbershop, cool. Like these guys are making their money, but I'm like, they're doing almost no work because they're like cleaning up like your edges, like. Mm-hmm. Anyone could do that.
But it's just like the first episode where they just talk about it doesn't matter how much things cost or whatever. If you have money in your bank account, all that matters is how you look.
Yeah. So. I mean, yeah, you got to present it, right? Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Right.
But despite all this getting ready, Ronnie and Sammy just keep isolating themselves. They keep leaving early to go smush. Like, they just can't hang at all. Like, they are only about each other.
Well, and it's weird because, so this is the night they go out for Polly's set.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's so sad. It's kind of sad that they leave them. And, like, the other housemates are trying to tell them, like, just stay. Like, stay until the end. Hang out. Like, support your friend, basically.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, did they even see him at all?
I think they saw a couple of his songs, but like people were just getting up and like starting to dance and starting to have a good time.
It looked like so much fun. Jenny's out there in like her fishnets and booty shorts. And
I know. I loved her outfit. She wins for outfits for me. Like Sammy, I feel like looks exactly
it's always the tank top and shorts.
That's how
which
I
is her thing.
Dressed.
I mean, her legs are killer, so show them. But she doesn't really ever put on a dress or anything. It's always.
She doesn't do anything like outside of the norm.
Yeah,
like,
she doesn't like take the club aesthetic.
Yeah.
No,
the
not at all.
Standard, like, nice shirt, shorts, heels. That was like the look back then. Yeah, I mean,
I feel like the way Snooki is, there was actually a dress that she's wearing in one of these episodes. That I literally owned. And I have the picture of me in this dress.
Yeah. And Snooki goes along with fashion trends. But
yeah.
J-Will
I feel like
just...
for this season, anyways, what she's worn to the club, I matched her. As we get further on, I'm like, whoa, did not wear that. But like, I think
Jenny's like a trendsetter. Like she's high fashion. Like
she starts, or like she thinks outside of the box. Like she doesn't just wear like the normal what's on trend at that point. She goes outside. I never saw girls in like booty shorts and fishnets out at the club.
Yeah, or like when she does like those halters that go way down and she's taping herself in and all that stuff. And she goes for it. And I think she goes out looking like a badass every single time.
Yeah.
So with her out there and I mean, she was getting down. I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah.
And everyone was having fun. And Polly also is like, you can tell he's taking it seriously. Like he's like sweating, but it looks like he's doing a great job.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
he was like really focused on it.
Yep.
Which, I mean, this is why he still has a DJ career now.
Right.
Like, people pay. He's still going around touring, doing all stuff.
Yeah, you don't get there by not taking it seriously. Like, he obviously has a passion for it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But it was definitely a bummer for Ronnie and Sam to, like, take off like that. But it did look like in their riding in that van back to the house, she's facing backwards.
Oh, she is. She's
so
drunk.
So she's, like, drunk. Like, very drunk. I mean, she didn't look drunk to me until, like, it was her behavior with that I was like, oh.
She was like, I had, like, two drinks, but I feel like they just hit me at once. So, I don't know. Maybe she didn't eat that day or something.
Maybe the summer heat will get you real fast.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She gets drunk and things go downhill. But first, we get to see Vinny finally get some action. Okay, he starts talking to this hot older chick.
This cougar.
Quote, unquote.
She's probably like 28. Like, come on. She's not a cougar.
And he's so excited about it. It's funny. He's like, oh, yeah, like she's got like sick body and I didn't mind the way it felt against me at all. And then it's just amazing how it all unfolds that she like went out with Danny first and they show her starting to talk to him in the club and then they just pan like it's not like Danny was nowhere around. Danny is literally
like
standing
on the
right
other side. Yeah, it was next to her on the other side. And he like I love that rewind of he was like, huh? When she's like, oh yeah, I had a great time with Danny earlier. Excuse me?
Yeah.
And he's upset. Like he did not mean to do that. It's so
funny.
He
did not want to steal the boss's girl.
At first, like when they were showing this, I didn't realize it was like a date of Danny's. I thought it was going to be like Danny's daughter, which I guess Danny is not that old. No. But when he's saying the boss's
he's
girl,
really not.
I was like, oh, yeah, like uh-oh.
They had literally gone like on a dinner date and then went out and met up with them and stuff. And then, but it doesn't so look awkward. Like Danny. I don't think Vinny. It looks like he was at another bar. I don't think that they were at the same club of where that all happened.
When well, they you... start hooking up.
Yeah, like when he like, because I imagine like they met there and then went off other where. I was like, obviously, I don't actually know the inside, but it just looked like a different bar when they were showing the flashback of Danny like standing there and stuff, that it was a little bit more like of a low key.
Yeah, that's possible. It's also a little confusing yeah. with the editing in that part, because they first show them like revealing that this was Danny's girl, and then they cut to them like making out against the car. But I think it might have happened in the opposite order, like they had already made out. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I was having fun with Danny.
Mm-hmm. Or at that point, you're already in it. So it's like, yeah, might as well might get as something well. Out of it. Like, either way, he's gonna be pissed
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
He did. He's like, realized it, and they went back, and I mean, and then they're like, they leave it you hanging there.
Yeah.
Because he's like, there goes my job. There goes me and the house, guys.
I know. He really thinks he's gonna get evicted.
Yeah. So, Michelle, are you falling in love with the Jersey Shore?
I'm more into it now. Like, I'm more excited to watch the following episodes after this episode and episode 6. Like, I am getting a little bit more invested in the characters.
Yeah.
The characters, the people that are in the show.
They are characters.
I mean, they're definitely characters. They are, but they are real people. So.
Yeah. This episode was a lot more interesting mm-hmm. than episode 4.
Yeah. This is a good. We just get like some more variety in this episode too, and like more like mm-hmm. development of their relationships. And you get to see like, this is where you start to see Vinny, I feel like, coming out of his shell a little bit more and, like, getting a little bit more screen time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really just like Snooki and Jenny. Like, they...
Oh, my gosh. Their friendship.
They're so fun.
Hashtag friendship goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so sweet. And it was nice to see them go out and have fun and do something during the day, too. Because I feel like a lot of the times when you're getting to see them actually yeah. get together, which I'm sure is because they have to work.
Right.
That it's at night. Mm-hmm. So it's just the club. So there's only so much that you're seeing happen interaction wise with yeah. them. So it was fun to see them like go out on the boat daytime and interacting with other people and having a good time.
Yeah. The yeah. boats were a lot of fun. Like, that's where you're like, this is actually somewhere that like I would want to be and hang
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. I know. Where is that party cove?
I know. Where's the Ep cove?
Who do you guys think won this episode?
I mean, Vinny, he pulled off the robbery. Unintentionally, but
oh my god.
Like, he did. I mean,
I agree.
This is the first time we're really getting to see him with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, he, and it wasn't like this girl happened to be here still long. I was like, no, he met her, was interested. I mean, shame on him for stealing, but it's hilarious that he didn't realize that he'd done that. But I was like, I feel like he did good in this one. And then he owned himself dancing around. Like,
yeah, it was a good one for him. I was thinking JWoww because she just like wins the fight. But I actually mm-hmm. think you're right. I'm changing my opinion to I think Vinny wins this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, like, I guess we are not supposed to condone violence. Although the girl had it coming. Yeah, don't call people fat.
Yeah. And I mean, it sounds like that girl, like people were kind of yelling at them for a while. So it was building up.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. Like, I think Jenny's always a badass, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
She's
girls
gonna
were
win a lot of episodes.
Heckling them. Not even in a mean way, but I think Mike lost just because he got fully ghosted by his date.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I mean, or obviously Ronnie and Sam, because they left during Polly's set. Like,
that's yeah, true.
And I'm like, that's a stink move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Which All is, three of those people are losers.
Yeah. My favorite quote is still, my hair didn't even move an inch and I was in the water.
I love when Snooki got excited because their boat was named Forget About It.
That was a good one.
And for that being, you know, after everything, she's like, it's perfect after getting hit. Here she is. She's still pulling that I got hit card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys might know this, but I feel like that card is going to be pulled for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And I mean, it gets referenced back to for yeah. years. Like, they still fondly are like, yep, that's when we became a family. Like, yeah. they still hold to that.
Thanks, Snooki, for getting punched in the face.
I know. I was like, they should give her some kind of award.
And my favorite quote is the, that's why I don't eat lobsters, because they're alive when you kill it. Which, yeah, everything is alive when you kill it. Just love that so much. But you get what she means.
I get what she means, but it is a good quote. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, it's, aggressive when you just boil them.
Yeah, they're literally trying to get out of the water.
Yeah. It was like, it's kind of cruel to watch. Mm-hmm. And especially like their last moments of life is them being like ran around a kitchen. Right.
I would not like to be chased with a live lobster. I feel like I would have the
same reaction. I don't want to be chased with a dead one. I was like, no offense. Yeah. But I don't want to be chased with.
I'm good with just no lobster around.
I mean, like, I'm going to be honest. Just in general, don't chase me with like animals. Yeah, well, animals in general. I'm like. I was like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm not a good runner, so don't chase me.
Just don't chase me, period. Yeah. Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Down to Pod and on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcast, Eras of Horror, and The Lost Eras on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.